The Marketing Review with Cambridge Marketing College, your route to success.
Hello and welcome to The Marketing Review with Cambridge Marketing Colleges. I'm Kiran Kapoor. We start with making great visual content for your marketing. And I'm delighted to welcome back guest interviewer Alison Thomas, who this week is interviewing Nick Elliott, who's a renowned rock photographer.
Hi, I'm Alison Thomas from PR and marketing consultancy CAT, and I'm joined by internationally renowned rock photographer Nick Elliott. Nick is an award-winning photographer who had a very successful career in the advertising industry before specialising in music and celebrity, and worked on above-the-line major campaigns for top London agencies like Saatchi & Saatchi's, TPWA and Publicis. Nick, welcome to the show.
Hi Kat, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I just want to talk a little bit about imagery and how it works together with words in communications. Perhaps a good place to start would be to say, how important is imagery?
Well, you know, the old statement that a picture tells a thousand words, and that's exactly what it does do. It always has, always will. It's major important.
So actually, tell me a little bit about what makes a good picture.
Well, I think really it all depends on your subject matter, to be honest. I mean, we're talking about here advertising, editorial, as they now call it, commercial photography. They're quite specific kind of briefs, and the image and the concept will always end up being that. It's not just a case of going in and taking the odd picture, you know, or several thousand pictures as they now do. It's about one specific image, one specific style, design that fits to the brief, whatever that brief may be, whether it be ad, editorial, commercial, whatever it is.
Now, you've worked on some massive campaigns, above-the-line campaigns, so you've worked on big posters as well as press advertising. What kind of picture would be the one that was chosen out of all those images that you've just described?
Well, if you're talking the kind of stuff that I used to do, I've done a few bits in the recent couple of years for Saatchi's, etc., how it starts off, you get a brief. It's usually from an advertising agency or designers of some form, but mostly in my case it was advertising agencies. So you were working closely with art directors, creative directors and account handlers, and the brief came over to you, usually in a visual form, and then you literally put that concept together in a visual image. Which you then, that may involve cars, models, whatever it is. So it was quite a tight kind of, you know, guidelines you had to work to. Creativity was, there was an element of it, but not so much in top line advertising. That's more kind of in your fashion area, you know, which is another place which I've spent a lot of my kind of career in.
So a lot of people listening here today will actually be involved in some sort of promotion for their own business. So what you've described then, Nick, is actually engaging the services of a designer or an agency who can actually put together some concepts for you. Would they be the ones who would go out and do the photography or commission people like you on behalf of the client?
Well, unfortunately, Kat, I mean, today's fashion in the UK is that, you know, everybody's an expert of everything, and that's not at all the case. And certainly when you're working on big accounts, let's take somebody like Ford or, you know, Jaguar, that kind of thing. You know, Coke, both of those clients I've worked, you know, with in the past. You can't afford to take the kind of scattergun approach that now is adopted in this country. You know, they're special jobs. It's a team game. You have art directors, commercial directors. You have each one of these people do a specific role, and all those pieces come together to make up a final picture, which is the image, and in this case an ad, if that's what you're shooting, or whether you're shooting a above the line 48 sheet billboard poster, or, you know, the kind of thing that you would see on a top end glossy mag, you know, advertising a product or a brand. You know, it's a very, very specific kind of direction which you need to go.
So it's really about having a very good brief and a good understanding of what you want to achieve with the picture to start with, is it?
Well, one of the secrets is certainly where you're talking imagery, and, you know, is to to think about what you want. But not only do you think about what you want, where you've got where you're shooting an ad campaign, and this still is the case when you get to the very high end of this business. You have guys that specialise in certain areas. You have car photographers, you have food photographers, you have children, you have people, fashion, and each one of these guys specialise in one particular area. Now, they may dabble in certain little other parts, but not the top guys. The top guys don't do that. They specialise in certain areas. So you, as a client, you need to know where you are, what your brand is. Let's go back to somebody who's a car company, or in Cambridge, where I know there's a lot of IT people and a lot of drugs and health and all this kind of stuff. You know, science parks, etc. You know, you've got an issue that you wouldn't bother to take a wedding photographer to shoot something like that. That's not at all the way to go. You have to give it some serious thought. You have to look at a lot of books. When I say books, that's portfolios. In the business, they're known as books. And you need to look at a guy's style, exactly what he's doing, clients he's worked for, accounts he's worked on, and basically just how good this guy really is. Because as I say, they're specialists. And I always kind of, make a close enough kind of comparison to a football team. You know, 11 guys, it takes 11 guys to kick a ball around on a Saturday afternoon for 9 minutes and to win the game. You take one of them off and it's all going wrong. And this whole scenario of creating advertising, campaigns, and most definitely photography is about that. It's a team game.
Brilliant. So I've got a concept, and as a business, I know exactly what I want to achieve. And let's take an example of me not being able to afford an agency. You've described there a good situation where I could approach a photographer directly. And would it be appropriate for me just to actually have a verbal conversation, or would I have to write this all down? And how much actually do I need to know what I want?
Well, if you take what I do now, I term myself as a concept photographer. So pretty much most of what I do, I won't go too much into the music business because I know it's not relevant for this particular show, but you take an advertising scenario and some of the stuff that I've shot over the recent couple of 3 years for above-the-line agencies, like I say, Saatchi's, and various different other ones, they'll come with an idea in mind. And that idea may start as just a sketch on a piece of paper. And then that kind of, you know, you sit down, you throw this around with the guys, with the art directors, the creative directors on what they want to do, where they want to go. But when you get to that kind of level in the business, very much these guys will look to the photographer and say, well, what do you think? And then that's where the creative input comes. So what you're buying is a style. You don't buy pictures. That's what you buy.
Right. So I've got my idea in my head without what I think I need. So I could approach a photographer who is skilled in that particular set, let's say an editorial or a PR or advertising photographer. And I could then discuss it with them, could I? They would be sufficiently able to then interpret my ideas without a designer being involved?
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course. I mean, again, certainly at this kind of level, that's what you are talking about. These people are very creative, they're very touchable. Let's take one of my all-time heroes and the guy that really influenced me to such an incredible degree, David Bailey. You know, Bailey was a person that introduced style into photography. And he kicked back against the system. Italian Vogue, English Vogue, he kicked back against that and said, no, I don't want to do this. This is not what I'm going to do. This is what I think you should shoot. Gene Shrimpton, Twiggy, these kind of people. And he moved the line, and which allowed, certainly in the 60s and 70s, allowed the whole thing, the walls came down. And that was really due to Bailey and Terry O'Neill, Terry Donovan, you know, these type of things, these type of people, Patrick Litchfield. You know, they move the line. So when you go to people like that, you're buying a very, very individual, personal style and skill and a creativity.
Right, okay. So I'm looking out for somebody who can do a little bit different and maybe interpret my ideas if I don't use an agency. So am I able to have a look? You mentioned the concept of a book before. I mean, where can I find this photographer's book?
Well, now they're online. It's websites. We've all got them. And, you know, you can find, again, if you have a situation like, let's take a hypothetical situation of a Cambridge company, let's go down the you know, kind of science route and, you know, technology, IT and all that kind of stuff. If you're looking at putting together something that is an ad or an editorial or a brochure or you know, a product brochure, or even a program for an event, you know, you have a brand, you have a business that does X, Y, Z, then you research photographers who work and specialize in those kind of areas. Again, you wouldn't go to a wedding guy, you wouldn't go to a guy in the music business, you know, to shoot high-end IT equipment or tracking navigation systems, you know, for sat navs or GPRS. You wouldn't do that, because those guys don't know anything about it. And also, you have a particular format, a style, an end product in your head as a client where you want to see this going. But equally as much, that bit that I've just said there is very important, that you have an idea in your head, photographer has a hot idea in his head. You have to join these things together, and you then open up the creativity and the juices then flow, and all being well, if the guy's anything of any good, you get what you look for.
Brilliant. Okay. Let's say I'm not in the situation of having a budget available, though, because I'm sure there's a lot of companies, especially in these austere times, who won't have money available to spend on a photographer who can do it professionally for them. What can I do myself that I could actually create and that is going to be suitably professional to use?
Well, the bottom line is you can't, really.
Right.
The possibly the most used statement in the UK today, I haven't got any budget, really. That's the first hurdle that you guys have to get over. There's always got to be a budget, and people can't be expected to work for nothing. And certainly when you're talking the high end people, you get what you pay for. That is still the case. You have to scrap about a bit for it now in the UK, but you still do get what you pay for. But a lot of guys, I know, like myself, you know, I have similar conversations. People come to me, they haven't got thousands of pounds to spend. But again, it is a very relationship based situation. And I think that most guys of their worth will sit down, come in, meet marketing people, press people, whatever it is. You know, they will sit down and say, well, look, OK, you've got X, Y, Z. We could do this. We could go that way. And they're quite prepared to meet halfway. It's not about let's get some chimp in who does this for a hobby on the Saturday, because he don't want any money. You know, it's not about that at all. The end of the day, people who, you know, the companies, brands, they're a brand and a company for a reason. And you have to think about, do you want to protect that brand? Do you want to protect that company, the product that you make? Whatever that may be, it has a value. All services are the same.
Right, absolutely. I totally agree with you, Nick, but I'm just taking the situation where perhaps I haven't got an awful lot of budget, and I may decide, instead of actually commissioning a photographer, maybe trying to get a photograph that already exists. What kind of options have I got to do that?
Oh, stock libraries is that's well, of course, that's another way that you can go. I mean, they're very, very versatile now, you know, but again, you get stock libraries that specialise in certain areas. Again, dogs, pets, you know, cars, aircraft. It's about researching a good agency, a good stock library. That's certainly in respect of if you've got commercial issues and you're looking to do things on a very fixed budget, you know, where you've got licensing issues and that kind of stuff. You can find agencies out there, stock libraries, that will provide imagery, very good imagery in most cases, very good, to use as a generic image for whatever the purpose is you're looking to use it. You know, so again, it's very much about kind of talking to people, having a look what there is out there, and you know, not just leaping to a guy who you know does a bit on the side. You know, it's the stock libraries are very good. They are very good. But and also, if you've got things like this is an example, because a short story. But I do know of an agency some years ago. This is that were looking for shots on the flight deck of the space shuttle.
Oh God!
Now, hang on a minute. You know, we're all got access to one of them. You know, so there are, you know, kind of agencies that specialise in that kind of thing, which, you know, not everybody could get to. Mm-hmm. And Formula One's another place, you know, that kind of thing. Aviation is another place where there's a lot of cloak and dagger goes on nowadays because of the technology and the rest of it. But there are agencies that are out there that you can get imagery to use on various different campaigns.
And do you have some names that you could potentially give us that would, you know, point us in the right direction?
Oh, I might struggle on that a bit, really, because I don't so much use that kind of thing anymore. But, you know, it's quite easily, you know, Google is my friend, as they say.
Yes.
You know, just have a search. And there's a lot of places out there that do this kind of stuff. And in most cases, they're not talking silly money.
And what sort of budget would you think they would be suggesting? I'm guessing the use would be a particular factor involved there. What other things would I have to consider?
Yeah, I mean, use is that kind of thing varies, you know, for argument's sake. Licensing is a very kind of deep sea. That is, it's a deep ocean of what you intend on using it for and where you want to use it, how big you want to use it, how many times, etc., etc. Again, because all these images are owned by somebody. Everybody has copyright over their images, whatever that may be. It may even be, you know, Jane on a Sunday afternoon walking across the field. Somebody has a copyright to that. And that, again, is another kind of area where you've got to be very careful. Copyright abuse is very rife out there today, very rife. But if you deal with an agency, that's all taken care of. You Right. literally just talk to them. They will, you know, open up certain areas which they think is suitable to you. In most cases, I think, if it's still the same as it was when I was doing stuff with them, you end up having a account handler that looks after your requirements, and that may be Tasman, whoever it is, you know. But you ring Tasman, you email the woman, and she then puts you on to a certain place where you're looking for the images, and you hope to find the stuff that you're looking for.
Well, Nick, it's been absolutely fascinating. I wish we had more time to go through it all. That's been wonderful. What I'd just like to ask you is, do you still, in fact, get involved with photography that is commercial orientated as well as the music business?
Oh, God, yeah. Look, like I said earlier on, I mean, I did some stuff for Isarches, towards the end of last year. It was quite a big campaign. You know, it was the whole advertising industry has changed. Because you've got social media. So social media now comes into the word advertising. And a lot of big companies, and in this case, I shot part of the campaign was for Facebook campaign and social media. It went on to other things, posters, etc. But, you know, it's a big part of the whole thing now. So, you know, there's a lot of different areas out there where you can go.
And if someone wanted to get hold of you, then Nick, where would they find you?
Well, they can have a trip onto my book site, portfolio site, which is nickelliott.eu. And my press office is nickelliott.info. And there's lots of stuff on there, interviews, TV stuff, and basically the stuff that I've been working on. And of course, you can do the old, that usual social media malarkey.
That's lovely. Nick Elliott, Rock Photographer, thank you very much for being my guest today.
Thanks, Kat. It's been very nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Marketing Review with Cambridge Marketing College, teaching marketing and PR around the world.
Thanks, Alison. And that's it for this week's show. I'm Kieran Kapoor. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you again next week.
The Marketing Review with Cambridge Marketing College. Back next Thursday from 7. Visit marketingcollege.com to see our courses. Subscribe to The Marketing Review for free on iTunes and listen on demand at starradioonline.com.